Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos through July 5th. By South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the Pample Moose Grill, make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when you visit Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pample Moose Grill. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gasland Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined in just a second by my co-host, Bob Ike. A lot going on today. Across the country, 35 stakes races. Obviously, the big one of the day is at Churchill Downs, and that is the Stephen Foster, which includes the Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty, the Dubai World Cup winner, Magnitude, the Breeders' Cup Classic winner, White of Barrio, and the Pennsylvania Derby winner, Baeza. That is part of a big 12-race card at Churchill Downs. We've got the Los Alamitos Derby as the feature race at Los Alamitos today, a 9-race card at Los Al with the first post time at 1 o'clock. There's also an online or on-track handicapping contest $500, $400 will be on a wagering card, and that will provide two players into the Nationals Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas next year. So a lot going on track at Los Alamitos, and everything else around the country to talk about, including a sad day today or this weekend in New York. And let's bring in Bob Ike, and we'll talk about what's happening at Aqueduct. First of all, good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Doing great, John. Good to be back, and looking forward to diving in on some great racing today.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that we have to talk about a little bit, you know, Aqueduct, it's closing weekend not only of their meet, but of their racetrack. After tomorrow, that's it for Aqueduct, with the new Belmont opening up in September. Aqueduct is going bye-bye, and, you know, considering everything that's gone over there, we're going to ask a lot of our handicappers about a favorite memory or two, and we'll start with you, Bob. I have never been to Aqueduct, but what do you remember most, or what are your fond memories about Aqueduct Racetrack?
Well, I was only there once, John, and it wasn't for racing. It was the day after the 2014 Belmont Stakes when California Chrome failed to win the Triple Crown. Stopped by Aqueduct the next morning with my horse Bill's partner, Mark Doche. We're trying to just get started then and stir up some business. So walked the backside and met some people there, but never saw live racing at Aqueduct. So obviously when we have John on and later in the show, Schaffer, those guys, you know, have memories of being there and seeing live racing. So a little different than ours, but it's always sad to see a racetrack close down, let alone one with a history of 133 years of racing, great racehorses, great races. One of the races I remember, John, going back to 94, was Cigar winning the Naira Mile, which was later renamed the Cigar Mile. And that was the second race of the start of his 16-consecutive win streak, almost over a two-year period of time, where Cigar, who, you know, we saw him out here when he kind of started his career and wasn't showing a whole lot, started on dirt, then they tried him on turf for a while. He was underachieving. He went back east. Bill Mott switched him to dirt. I think he won an allowance race in very impressive fashion, and then he came back and had another devastating win in the 94 Naira Mile. And then, as I said, that went on as part of his 16-race win streak, which ended, ironically, out here at Del Mar, John, in the Pacific Classic when he got beat that day. The other memory I have from Aqueduct was just from a year ago, the day after the Breeders' Cup, when Flavian Pratt took the red eye, got home, and rode seven winners out there on the Sunday following Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. And I happened to watch a couple of those races, and I remembered it from reading Dave Grenning's article in DRF yesterday. And he had mentioned, you know, he stayed out here. So we watched a couple of those races from the Del Mar press box as Pratt got seven, and he just missed his eighth winner, I think, in a photo finish that day. So that was a record win total for a jockey at Aqueduct, John. So those are a couple memories. And what about you? What do you remember from Aqueduct?
Well, as a horse racing fan, just a couple of races. Way back when I was a wee lad, way back in 1973, we had heard all the hype about a newly turned three-year-old named Secretariat, and his final prep race for the Kentucky Derby that year was the Wood Memorial, and he got beat. And all of a sudden, there was doubt in everybody's mind. This is a super horse. You know, he's any kind, and he gets beat in the Wood Memorial. He did come back, obviously, to win the Triple Crown, but it was amazing to watch that as a young kid watching. I want to see how good this horse is. And, well, what was so great about that? Well, he showed us in the next three races exactly how good he was. And then I'll go back to 1985 when they held the Breeders' Cup at the Aqueduct. And I was a huge fan of Precisionist and one of the best-looking horses I've ever seen. And he was coming off a layoff, and he was going to do something that he didn't do. He was not a sprinter by trade. He was a router. But he came back in the Breeders' Cup sprint, Chris McCarron, and came flying up the inside, came off the rail, and got the money off the layoff. Just a tremendous horse with brilliant speed. He could do anything. It was a shame, you know, he was in Furley. He could not be a stallion. But I tell you, watching him do what he did in the races in California where you just drop the reins and let him run, he was absolutely brilliant. And, Bob, we learned one other term. I was going to mention this to you. In the movie The Bronx Tale, there was a scene filmed at Aqueduct where Sonny, who's the mob boss leader, and the boys are all, they're all betting a horse that had the Harborview Farm Silks that were made famous by Affirmed. And this horse is five lengths in front down the backstretch, and they're talking a lot of trash. And down the aisle to the box seats walks a guy named Eddie the Mush. And this is a guy that the most, you know, terrible better in the history of the world, apparently. Everything he touched turned to mush. So he comes down the aisle rooting for the same horse as Sonny and the boys. And right in the middle of the race, when the horse is up five or six lengths, Sonny just turns around to see who's rooting, and he tears up his tickets. And sure enough, the horse stopped and got beat. And that's where we got the term, well, you just got mushed. And so next time you have a horse in front and your buddy says you can't lose and you get beat, that's how you know you got mushed. And that reminds me of Aqueduct.
Bad etiquette moves there, John. When somebody tells you you got it as the race is still going. That's a number one. Do not do that to your friends.
Yeah, that's in the book of rules. You don't mush your buddies there. So that reminds me of Aqueduct, that scene from The Bronx Tale. A couple other things to talk about. Mike Smith, when he comes to Del Mar, he's going to have a new jockey agent.
Yeah, and it's going to be his longtime buddy and former rival, Gary Stevens. So a Hall of Fame jockey being representing another Hall of Fame jockey. Gary Stevens will be the agent for Mike Smith. He's parting ways with Brad Pegram after 24 great years together. I don't think there's any animosity there. I think it's maybe just time for both guys to move on. But what a relationship Brad Pegram and Mike Smith had together. You think about Zenyatta. You think about all the Breeders' Cup wins, the Triple Crown with Justify. I mean, Mike Smith has had one of the great careers of all time. Obviously, his business is much slower now. But at this point in time, he still wants to keep riding. He's going to employ Gary Stevens, so I'm assuming Gary will be out here during the summer. And who doesn't like to be at Del Mar, John, during the summer? So we'll see how these two guys can do together.
One other note, the Kentucky Equine Drug Council on Tuesday, they approved a proposal to study the prevalence of unsoundness among all these horses that are being scratched on race day by the regulatory vets in Kentucky. And we've seen a number of these horses get scratched at the gate. And, you know, it's kind of been, we've seen it at the Breeders' Cup and other places in California. We've been doing this for a while, but it's really jumped forward at Kentucky and they're taking notice.
Yeah, definitely, John. Lots of controversy over the number of regulatory vet scratches in the state of Kentucky. So what they're going to do now is have a study, and a lot of these are brought on, I think, by the new HISA protocol since 2022. So what they're going to do is take 150 horses that have been scratched by the vets. They're going to PET scan them on the lower limbs to determine, you know, just what level of lameness or unsoundness they're seeing on the PET scans is what the vets are seeing with their hands-on diagnosis. Is that being correlated on the PET scan? So that's basically what the study is going to do. It's going to also look at the long-term performance of those horses that were scanned, scratched, and then scanned. So it's kind of a man versus machine thing coming up, I think, John, and we're going to find out, you know, is it justified what these Kentucky reg vets are doing, or are they maybe overly cautious there? It's not showing up on the PET scan, so it'll be interesting to see where this leads.
Well, I'm glad somebody's at least doing a study to see, you know, what exactly these horses are being scratched for. And, you know, I've got to think there's some collateral damage of horses that could be racing that are not. But we'll get more details and we'll kind of follow the story to see where it goes. Bob, let's do a little handicapping. We talked about in the opening here, the Stephen Foster today. It's not a big field. There were a couple of late scratches. There's a field of five. But four of those five are really, really good, including the Derby winner Sovereignty and the Dubai winner, World Cup winner Magnitude. And I thought Baeza had a horrible trip and ran super in his last start. And then you have Wyda Berry, who beat Sovereignty at Oaklawn Park last time. How do you see this mile and an eighth on what is currently a sloppy track at Churchill Downs?
Right, John, you mentioned the short field, a couple scratches. So, you know, for $2 million, and they doubled the purse from $1 million to $2 million, you would like to see more than five horses, but you're really not going to see a better quality field because, as you mentioned, those big four, there's also a horse named Willie Dees who was 20-1 on the morning line. He looks overmatched. He's not a bad horse at all, but he looks overmatched in this context because, as you said, You're going in against the Derby Belmont winner in Sovereignty, a Breeders' Cup Classic winner in White Abario, the Dubai World Cup winner in Magnitude, and Baeza, who was the third-best three-year-old last year, and in his comeback race, as you mentioned, John, in the Ali Sheba, he had a horrible start. In fact, he maybe should have been declared a non-starter that day, because there was pretty good evidence there that the assistant starter had a hold of him as he started to go in the air. So his race there, beaten three-quarters of a length, was really, really good. So top-quality horses. I think Sovereignty, you know, with the comeback race under his belt in the Oaklawn Handicap, I think he probably turns the tables on White Abario today. I think he'll get a different kind of ride as well. But the horse I would be most afraid of is Magnitude. I think this is a really good horse. He's rattled off three in a row. He's had plenty of time now since Dubai. It looks like he's training well. I think he'll sit second behind Willie Dees. He'll take him whenever he wants, and I think he's going to get the jump on maybe Sovereignty and definitely on Baeza today. So I'll probably end up doubling my ticket. I think Sovereignty is the best horse, but I think Magnitude has the best chance to knock him off today. So in the pick five I'll play, which is going to be races 8 through 12 back there at Churchill, I'll double with Sovereignty and Magnitude. What did you think of the race, John?
You know, I'm on the same lines. I think Magnitude has, in a small field, he has a tactical speed edge on Sovereignty. I just think Sovereignty's the best horse. And you have to remember, Bill Mott had said he was prepping at Oaklawn Park for the Stephen Foster. When the Bill Mott stable points to a race and everything goes according to plan, you can expect their best race on the big day. He's done it time and again. I'm expecting Sovereignty to jump forward today. And if he runs his best race, I don't think they're going to beat him. So I'll key around Sovereignty, and I'll maybe play a saver ticket or two with Magnitude, but Sovereignty for me in what's going to be a really fun race to watch, the Stephen Foster. Well, Bob, I know you didn't do a sheet for Los Alamitos today, but I know you've been looking at that Stephen Foster card. Did you want to make a selection there at Churchill Downs?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the 12th and final, which is a really competitive turf race called the Teppan. $275,000. It's a full field of 11 in here. And I'm going to look at a couple price sources that I would definitely use in my pick five and any kind of exotics, whether you're playing Win, Exacta, Tries, Supers, whatever. So the first one is number 6, Bohemian, who faced older last time, a very strong non-winners at 2 allowance race. This horse made up some ground, finished third. That was a real solid field. You get Jose Ortiz today. Does come back off Lasix. That's a slight concern, but this horse has won without Lasix before. I think he'll make his presence felt late, as will number 11, Turner's Charm, who really stormed home last time, beat a horse named Raiding Party, who came back to win out of there. This horse is 2 for 3 with a second in his other start, Brendan Walsh. Again, off Lasix today, but is one without Lasix. I think that was a good comeback race last time. So a couple 10-to-1s to look at in the final, the 12th at Churchill, number 6, Bohemian, and number 11, Turner's Charm. I think they'll both be late threats. They're both 10-to-1 on the line. And, John, I want to get your radio pick brought to us from the South Point. And just a plug for the South Point, I was there live Thursday playing the races with my nephew Shane O'Neill, and had a great time as always. Said hi to Steve Johnson. Just one hot dog from the cart there, John. But the South Point doing their great job as always. So let's get that phone number out. The Lindo Report is there, and I want to get your radio pick, John.
The number at the South Point is 866-780-7223. Ask Steve Johnson how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse players rate, and they do take good care of our customers there from Thoroughbred Los Angeles. For my radio play, Bob, I did Linda reports for both Los Alamitos and the full card at Churchill as well, but I'm going to Los Alamitos, race number 7. Number 6, Smoke'em Hot Girl, didn't want any part of routing on the turf last time. In her previous start under the lights at Los Al, she made up a ton of ground over the short stretch and galloped out way in front. I think she'll like getting back on dirt, getting back to sprinting, and she'll love the long stretch at Los Alamitos. I think this is what she wants to do. 5-to-1 on the program, number 6, Smoke'em Hot Girl, race number 7 at Los Alamitos. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Los Alamitos Derby today with Bob Mazursky, and we'll go out to Las Vegas and touch base with Bruce Finkelstein. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County with the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos. Enjoy outstanding daytime racing every Friday through Sunday until July 5th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Every Saturday features a stakes race, including this Saturday's Los Alamitos Derby. Past winners include Nevada Beach and Accelerate. Saturday also features our on-track handicapping contest, where you can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules are at losalamitos.com. Join us for a special Independence Day program on Saturday, July 4th, featuring the West Coast's top mares in the Grade 2 $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders. This Sunday night, catch the Grade 1 Vessel's Maturity with the outstanding champion, Lethal Cowboy 123, among the possible starters. The field could also feature stakes winner, defending champ, Show and Tell Cartel, and the standout newcomer, Stetson. It's daytime action on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through July 5th at Los Alamitos.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, before we do some handicapping, let's talk about our cowbred of the week.
That's going to be Shea Brennan, who won last Saturday's $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Shea Brennan is by Tough Sunday out of the old topper mare, Carrie Rose, is owned and was bred by Nick Alexander. and is trained by Phil D'Amato. Shea Brennan now has won 4 of 11 lifetime starts and career earnings over $347,000. It pays to own a cowbred, John.
It sure does. Nick Alexander breeds a lot of good ones. Congratulations to Nick and to Phil D'Amato. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's from today's RacingDigest.com. He's also the publicity man of the Thoroughbred meets at Los Alamitos, Mr. Bob Mazursky. Bob, good morning, and I'll see you later on today because you guys have a big handicapping contest with seats available to the National Horse Players Championship.
Yeah, that's right, John. We have the tournament today and 2 seats available. It's a $500 buy-in, $400 goes on a live money wagering card, and you bet on the low sell races, win, plays, shows, exactas, daily doubles, and trifectas, and people can sign up until 1:30 today, which is post time basically for the second race. At the mezzanine level, on the mezzanine level, the entrance right across from the Vessels Club, there's an information window, so that's where you can sign up up until 1:30.
It's always a lot of fun, and even if you don't win, you keep the money that you made your winning bets on, so that's never a bad thing. One guy we're going to see today we haven't seen in a while, how about Umberto Rispoli making his comeback after a nasty spill at Gulfstream Park in January?
Yeah, he's named on a Bob Baffert horse, Ferran, who will cost $3.4 million. You know he's well-regarded. Baffert's run 2 first-timers at the meet, and they've both won so far. He's got 2 in this race. He also has Sudeikis making his debut. So we'll see how Rispoli does. Wishing him well. He hasn't ridden since January 24th. He was badly injured at Gulfstream Park, and he's on the mend, and I know he's named on a horse or two tomorrow as well.
That's pretty good. You can make a comeback and you get on a $3.4 million yearling to start. That's a really good way to get going.
I would say so.
I'm going to hand you to Bob Ike. Bob, let's do a little handicapping with Bob Mazursky.
Hey, good morning, Bob. So first off, let's preview your feature race. The Los Al Derby goes as the 9th and final on the card. It's a short field, only 5 of them in here. But Bob Baffert has an impressive, to say the least, win streak on the line here. 10 straight Los Al Derbies, and he sends out the maiden Sabino Canyon, who's not the favorite. Is Baffert going to be upended this year?
Well, he's won 9 in a row. He's going for his 10th today. Sabino Canyon is a maiden, and, you know, he did not run well in his grass debut. Did improve somewhat on the dirt, but I think he's going to have to improve again to beat Start the Ride, who's the morning line favorite, even money listed. He's already a Derby winner, Start the Ride. He won the California Cup Derby earlier this year. And he seems to be getting better. He comes off a win, and I don't think a mile and 8 is going to bother him. So I think the race boils down to those two, but you'd have to give right now the edge to Start the Ride.
And also, Bob, want to get your radio pick today from Lo Sal.
Well, the horse is listed at 2-1 on the morning line, but I like number 5, Cultural, in the 5th race, and I think he's a horse you can single in the pick 5. He got completely eliminated. He's coming back in 6 days, got completely eliminated last week. He broke in the air, and that was a better field than what he's running against today. I think if he breaks, and normally horses ridden by this jock, Ricky Ramirez, are very quick out of the gate. I think this horse is the speed of the speed. So number 5, Cultural, in race 5.
So that's race 5 at Los Alamitos. Number 5, Cultural, 2-1 on the program. That's for Bob Mazursky. You can get all of Bob's selections at todaysracingdigest.com. You can see him on track at Los Alamitos. And where can we find you in the newspapers, Bob?
The Southern California News Group papers do a graded handicap for them every day. That's like the Star News, Pasadena Star News, Orange County Register, Long Beach Press Telegram, among several others.
Sounds good. We'll see you at the track later on today.
Sounds good, John. Thanks, you, and take care.
That was Bob Mazursky. Let's go ahead and get out to Las Vegas and speak to Bruce Finkelstein, who does all his work at betonbruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How's it going, guys?
Doing good. Hey, yeah, I know you look around the country, and on that big card today at Churchill Downs, it's raining out there, but they're still on the turf, and the turf is going to be rated good. The main track is currently sloppy. I wanted you to look at the turf race that they have, the Wise Dan, that goes as race number 10 on the card. It's a field of 9 in there, and it's a, you know, you've got a horse like Lagunitas who's on a win streak. Is today the end of the win streak? It looks to me like a wide open race.
I think it could be. I mean, you know, this is not one of my favorites. He gets the job done. It's hard to knock Lagunitas, but it's just not pretty the way he gets the job done. He's just not a horse that from a visual standpoint, impresses me. I thought he was kind of all out last time out. He's certainly one of the horses to beat. I like kind of an up-and-comer in this race. The other Ortiz, the sixth Dresden Row for Todd Pletcher, who's on suspension, I believe, right now. This is a horse that used to run at Woodbine. He had never run a grass race. He was really good on the synthetic at Woodbine. He was taken over by Todd Pletcher. He's won two in a row on grass, one of which was a win here at Churchill back on May 21st. I really like this win. He was down inside early, and he had to kind of switch to the far outside at the top of the lane to find racing room. And when he did so, I thought he lost some ground. I thought that the leaders kind of got away from him. He had to make a second run, and, boy, he was quick. He made a big run to get the win going away. How about this? You don't see this very often. He has never been off the board in 17 career starts. He's won 8 of 17. So he runs his race every time. I think with the new barn, though, maybe he's a bit better than he was once upon a time. And I think let's catch him on the upswing. He drops 4 pounds out of that allowance win, which doesn't hurt. So I'm going to take the up-and-comer here. Race 10. I would go with the 6, Dresden Row. A couple other horses that you may want to consider. The 1, Silent Heart, maybe a little short on class, but he is the horse to catch in kind of a paceless-looking race. He's to be considered. And the 7, Fort Washington, an old class horse, a 7-year-old, came to life winning a stake race at Laurel on Preakness Day. Not a bad-looking effort. I think he's a horse to use also. So we're going to try to surround Lagunos today, but I do like the 6, Dresden Row, with the 1, Silent Heart, and the 7, Fort Washington.
Well, Bruce, you made a good point as far as trainer Todd Pletcher serving a 10-day suspension right now. You're going to see his horses starting on the name under the name of his assistant, Anthony Ciametta. So if you see that name and you're wondering who that is, well, that's the Todd Pletcher barn, and Todd will be back. This is from a medication violation in 2024. So it took him a while to get this thing adjudicated, and he's serving the days right now. Bob Mazursky, let's get a couple of plays from Mr. Bruce around the country.
Hey, Bruce, good morning. We always get 2 radio picks from you. Where do you want to go for your first one?
Well, let's stay at Churchill Downs. I'm going to, boy, I probably regret this, because when a horse does well from you, in a race, you hate to lean on him race after race. But I like the filly that I liked last time in the 5th race at Churchill Downs. This is a non-graded $275,000 race. The 1, Warming, got back on the grass on Preakness Saturday, and she showed that's the surface she likes best. She was impressive at Santa Anita in the fall. She got back on the grass at Laurel. She showed a good kick to win a grade 3. Guys, I don't think this is any better of a field than the one she just faced at Laurel. I think she repeats her last race. She's going to be very tough. There is speed in this race to set it up for her late-closing style. That also is a plus. I don't know why she's such a big number on the morning line, but I'm going to go right back, 5th race with the 1, Warming, at 6-1 on the morning line.
So that's Churchill Downs, the 5th race, the Anchorage Stakes. Number 1, Warming, 6-1 on the program. Bruce is hoping this is the gift that keeps on giving, so we'll look for that 6-1 there at Churchill Downs. And Bruce, did you want to come out to Los Alamitos for your other play?
Yeah, let's go to the first race, a little bankroll builder in the first race. And again, we were talking about, you know, the pace of that race at Churchill. I think you're going to see tremendous pace here in the first race at Los Alamitos for fillies. The rail horse, Blessed Angel, quick. The 4 horse, Tis the Prospect, very fast, 1,000-yard horse. You also have Elton Sings Another. I think you're going to have to win this race from off the pace. I like the class-dropping number 2, Ovetta's Hobby. She threw in a dud last time out on the grass at Santa Anita. Her previous races were okay. You look at her lifetime, though, she's probably better on the dirt, and she gets back on the dirt today. She owns a win here at Los Alamitos. That's a plus. And she has a passing gear. I think the race falls apart right into her lap. So race 1, the 2, Ovetta's Hobby. She's 5-1 on the morning line. I'll be honest with you, I take $6-7 on her. I don't think there's any way, shape, or form she's this high a price, but still playable at I'd say the 2-1, 5-2 range.
So that's the first race today at Los Alamitos with the first post time at 1 o'clock. Number 2, Ovetta's Hobby, 5-1 on the program. Bruce says don't be surprised, she goes a little bit lower. That's at Los Alamitos, race 1 for Bruce Finkelstein. You can get all of Bruce's plays at betonbruce.com. Bruce, we'll let you get going. Enjoy the day. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Bob, let's take our next break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Aqueduct with John Hardoon, and we'll also see what Scott Shapiro has to say about Aqueduct. I know he's enjoyed his time playing those races from there. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
But you said, child, just once more, I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For over 50 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Lucretia McEvil. Little girl, what's your game?
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linder with Bob Ike. Remind you again, 9-race card today at Los Alamitos. 1 o'clock first post time. A small pick six carryover, over $13,000. And we're going to go out to New York now and talk to John Hardoon of the Ragazin Sheets. John, good morning. And looking at a sloppy track at Churchill Downs, what are the conditions for racing today at Aqueduct?
Well, it's overcast. They are expecting rain at some point in the day, but hopefully they're wrong and it misses. But the skies are getting darker, to tell you the truth, and there is a good chance that rain will hit.
Well, I'm assuming there's a good on-track crowd today. I know there'll be a good on-track tomorrow as they finish up the entire run at Aqueduct. And, you being cutting your teeth in New York, I wanted to get maybe a couple of memories of you of Aqueduct Racetrack.
Well, I loved Aqueduct. When I was a kid in high school, I used to cut class every day to get the last three races at Aqueduct with a couple of other buddies. But I went there for years, John. I grew up there. I used to go every day with my dad. Harvey Pack, who used to do the Inside Racing replay show, gave me a chance, actually. I did shows with him. So that's where I actually got some exposure, and nothing but good memories. You know, there have been so many great horses that have run there, and the list just goes on and on. You guys were talking about Cigar and Dr. Fager, and, I mean, it just keeps going. And, of course, you had the great riders that were always there. Even Lafitte Pinquet rode there for a while, and it's just all good memories. And unfortunately, the curtain comes down tomorrow, and they certainly had a terrific run here.
And I saw they filled the entry box tomorrow too, didn't they? A lot of guys want to be there for closing day.
Yeah, everybody wants to be there, and if you go to the track, they give you a jar of dirt to go home with. So. And they're charging you $5 to get in. Usually it's free, but they're charging you $5. I think people would have rather a $10 voucher or something. But listen, you're paying $5 to get in, but you're going home with a jar of dirt. So there you go.
I'm just going to leave that right where that is. There's so many places I could go with it, but I'm just not going to do it. Bob Bike, rescue me here, and let's do a little handicapping with Hardoon.
Yeah, John, from the Rags and Sheets, we always get two plays, and I don't want a jar of dirt, John. I want a couple winners today. So where are you going to go for your first radio play?
Okay, so let's look at the ninth race today at Belmont at the Big A. It's a mile on the main track, which is one turn. You have one late scratch in there of the four, Bernie and the Rose. So that leaves a field of eight. And I like the number six horse in here, Romantic Dancer. This is a five-year-old mare from the Richard Dutrow barn. This horse is coming off of a freshening. He picks a great spot to bring this horse back in. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. A rider switched today back to Manny Franco. Number six, Romantic Dancer, wins today's ninth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
So that's the ninth race, Belmont at Aqueduct, number six, Romantic Dancer, 6-1 on the program, blinkers on, Manny Franco. That's John Hardoon's first play. And, John, you also did, I know, Churchill Downs. You did Los Alamitos. Where do you want to go for your second radio play?
So let's go to Churchill. And, by the way, I'm watching the races there. That track is soup today. I mean, it is really in bad shape. Usually that track dries out real fast, but I guess it has to stop raining for it to dry out. In any case, I'm looking at the sixth race today, 7 furlongs on the main track, no late scratches, full field of 12. And I like the number 9 horse in here, Keep It Easy. This horse comes here from the Dale Romans barn. I love the rider switch to Irad Ortiz. Romans and Ortiz have a lot of success together. This horse is listed at 6-1 on the morning line, draws a good outside box going 7 furlongs. Number 9, Keep It Easy, wins today's sixth race out of Churchill Downs.
So that's Churchill Downs, race number 6, horse number 9, Keep It Easy, 6-1 on the program. That's for Dale Romans and jockey Irad Ortiz Jr. John, give out the website and what you got available today.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, we have Belmont at the Big A, and of course Los Al Selections.
All right, John, we'll let you get going. Enjoy the day and enjoy the rest of the Aqueduct cards today and tomorrow, and that'll be it. Then we're going to talk about the new Belmont, I guess, coming up in September.
Yeah, and Saratoga opens next Friday for anyone interested, July 3rd, and obviously we'll be doing Saratoga next weekend. Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's go ahead and reach out to our next guest. That's Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. Scott, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. It's a tough act to follow. My Aqueduct memories and stories are not going to come close to being a part of Harvey Pack's show and being there to see so many great horses. But obviously, probably have a few memories.
Well, let's get an idea of that. Again, I don't think you've been playing horses as long as I have or Bob has, but I know you've been in the battle there at Aqueduct. Do you have a favorite race or a favorite memory from Aqueduct?
Yeah, it wasn't if I got a late start. Other than, it just happened to be that I'm a few years younger. You know, I was
there's that. Yes,
when I was 11 the first time. So,
what are you trying to say, Shopper? Come on.
I didn't want. You've watched more races than me. I'll give it to you. Maybe, probably. In terms of Aqueduct memories, I mean, I never went, believe it or not, even though because it was always winter time and I lived 2 hours away. The city wasn't an easy thing to consider. And we'd just go play, you know, at Garden State Park or, you know, OTDs or whatnot near me. But anyhow, I do, you know, Captain Bodgett became my favorite horse pretty quickly in racing. I got into racing a few years before that, and I really liked him. And that was kind of when I remember, you know, he was a favorite in that race over the slop, but, you know, Durkin was doubting him a little bit on the turn, and then he just kind of cruised on by and then obviously almost won the Derby. And, you know, that year, I'd say, propelled me into being a bigger racing fan. That Triple Crown was just so great. With Silver Charm, Touch Gold, Captain Bodgett, Treehouse. But so there's that. And then my first ever big hit, it was a $2,500 drive for a buck was at Aqueduct. I remember collecting 50s, touching more than 150 for the first time at once was pretty enjoyable. So different kind of memories than the average Aqueduct story, but still, you know, important to me.
Absolutely, it is, yeah. As far as what did you do today for Express Web? What do you got going on their website?
Yeah, I've got the full card from Churchill, really, is what I'm focused on. It was all Churchill. I'll be moving to almost all Saratoga. It'll be most likely this summer with some other stuff, but probably be locked in there for the most part. So I'll do some full cards and spot plays. But this week, all Churchill. I have full card up for today, and then I'll be likely covering the pick six for tomorrow, assuming it doesn't get hit today.
Well, Bob Ike, let's get a play from Scott Shapiro.
Yeah, Shapiro, I saw that you had the full card stuff from Churchill, assuming that's probably where you want to go for your radio play today, one of those races?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the finale, actually, which obviously there's a lot to figure out with both surfaces, including the turf course, which they're running on. But, you know, in the past, the turf course has actually played almost better at times when there's been moisture. Now, obviously, it's rained a lot, as you know, anybody that's watching can see right now. So there, it's very wet. But, you know, I'm not going to get overly concerned about what it'll be like. I think it'll be moisture as well there. So I'm going to go to the last at Teppan, and I think there's going to be an honest pace at the very least in here. I like number six, Bohemian, hopefully a little sneaky, 10-1 on the line, third start of the form cycle, cutting back to a mile, and it looks like this horse got beat, you know, handily beaten for third in an allowance event, now moving up in class. But that was against older runners back on June 5th. And I don't think that race really disgraced her at all. Prior to that race against Better, you get Jose Ortiz back for the first time, and we both in a while, and he was aboard with two wins. So we all know how high Jose's been. I'll take him coming from off the pace, probably well out of it with number six, Bohemian, in race 12, the finale, at 10-1 at Churchill.
Well, I know that would be just fine with Bob Ike. Number six, Bohemian, 10-1 on the program in the 12th and final. That's for Scott Shapiro at Churchill Downs. Scott, we'll let you get going. Enjoy the racing. We will talk to you next Saturday.
See you guys. Thanks. Good luck today and good luck tomorrow, and talk soon.
That was Scott Shapiro of ExpressBet. Bob, before we take our next break, let's make sure the guests know if you cannot be at Los Alamitos today, let's give them some other places where they can play the races, not only from Los Alamitos, but all those big simulcast cards around the nation.
Right, John. And just the first race just finished at Churchill, by the way. That was a maiden race, scratched way down on the sloppy track. Speed looked good. And we should note real quick, John, Bob Baffert scratched three entrants at Churchill today, two of them in stakes races. Cornucopian was even money. Splendora was going to be one of the favorites in her race. And, John, you and I are kind of speculating that since we never run or train on wet tracks out in California, these horses really have no experience on the wet, and maybe Bob just didn't know how they would react to it, right?
Well, he had four horses in it. He scratched three of them. All of them were drawn inside on a muddy track. And like you say, you know, when it rains, we're not even allowed to train, much less work or race on a wet track in Southern California. So you're just thinking, well, maybe if these horses get behind and get some mud kicked in their face, he doesn't know what they're going to do. I think it's possible. That might be, you know, and again, it's just one of the fallouts of all the regulations that we have to deal with in California. They don't get the experience they need to take on the other horses, you know, on less than pristine conditions. So it's just, you know, one of those things we have to deal with again. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see where those horses show up. Let's go ahead and get up those simulations. Yeah, let's get the simulocations out.
Well, San Diego area, John, down in the Gas Lamp District, the Gas Lamp Tavern, the Paddock on 5th, they open at 10 o'clock daily. Moving up to Orange County, it's the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road. That's in San Clemente. And, of course, the Derby Room at Fairplex. I'll try to get out there in a week or so, see my buddies out there. Great food and beverage menu, audio-visual presentation, first class. They're waiting to serve you at the Derby Room at Fairplex.
Okay, let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the voice of Los Alamitos, Michael Rono. He'll update us on the live racing schedule under the lights, and they've got a Grade 1 race tomorrow night. So a lot to talk about with Michael here on Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
You find in dying, well then let the time be near. If it's peace you find in dying, and if dying time is near, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. No nighttime racing this Saturday evening, but we come back strong on Sunday night with a big pick six carryover of over $38,000. And with the new money expected to be wagered, the total pool on Sunday should be around $175,000. Plus, night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $170,000. And coming up on Sunday is also the final of the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity, with a field led by champion Lethal Cowboy 123 and stakes winners defending champ Show and Tell Cartel and newcomer Stetson. And racing fans, we're hosting the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit with a 1 p.m. first post. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Big carryover on Sunday night. The Los Alamitos Pick 6 carryover is over $38,000.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Flesh and blood. But I could be everything that you demand.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And, Bob, we had mentioned before, we've talked about the NHC, the National Horse Players Championship. Next year's winner, the 2027 winner, will pick up $1 million, but you've got to be an NTRA member. And so you sign up at NTRA.com. And if you do, here are a few ways today around the country and online that where you can qualify. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, lots of places and qualifiers and contests today. Let's start with the $155 pick and pray qualifier with two NH seats guaranteed today at horseplayers.com. There's the DeFrancis Day Dash contest, $500. That's at Laurel. $500 Los Al Summer Meet qualifier. We talked about that already. Two NHC seats. And on top of that, John, Los Al will be having a closing day online contest, and there's a cash bonus prize. If you've also won this one today on track, there's the $1,500 Lone Star Park Handicapping Challenge. And finally, the big one at Churchill, $3,500 Stephen Foster Betting Challenge, all available today. That's on TwinSpires, John.
A lot of ways to get qualified for the National Horse Players Championship. Let's bring in our final guest, and that's the voice of Los Alamitos, Mr. Michael Rona. And Michael, we've had a couple of changes in the nighttime schedule of racing, so let's get those updated for our listeners and our horse players.
Yes, good day, John. No nighttime racing tonight, as was the case last Saturday night, but we are running tomorrow night with a 10-race card, culminating in an excellent Grade 1 feature with a ticket to the Champion of Champions in December. It has been a struggle at the entry box with the day and night racing in the last couple of weeks. Next Saturday, there was never any nighttime racing scheduled because of 4th of July fireworks. So, in effect, we'll have three straight weeks of no Saturday night racing. Next Saturday night was never going to happen.
Well, one thing we saw last Sunday night was the Ed Burford Turdy, and what a finish that was. I called it the wrong way, but I think you got it right, didn't you?
I stayed out, actually. the winning jockey, I saw him celebrating after the wire, and I'd be interested in his reaction once he saw the print. It was a very skinny nose decision for CVFDD Dynasty. Shan, a real mouthful for an announcer, especially in a photo finish, but the horse is now 3-3, and it was a great victory for the father-son owner-trainer combination of J. Francisco Diaz and Lindolfo Diaz on Father's Day, and a big win for 24-year-old jockey Armando Viramontes, who's been racking up wins in recent weeks, and he's got a couple of good mounts tomorrow night as well. But the hard-charging all-red runner, Faultless, he just put in huge strides late to get very close, and into the second half of the season at longer distances still, he's really going to blossom. He's a serious racehorse, is Faultless. He's probably the horse to follow out of the race.
Well, with no racing tonight, the Pick 6 carryover that was scheduled for today goes to tomorrow. That's $38,000. You've got the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity. So, Bob Ike, let's go ahead and make sure we have the right post time for tomorrow night and see if Michael's got a play.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Post time for tomorrow night, please, and let's try to get a radio winner as well.
Yeah, let's shoot for a Sunday winner for a change. $38,000 pick six carryover tomorrow, as you said. First post is 5:45. Orlando will expand tomorrow morning on the great field in the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity, which wraps up the 10-race program. My pick is in the ninth, which is an allowance, non-winners of two lifetime. Very open on the morning line, 7-2 for the favourite. I'm going for number 8 crypto favourite at 4-1, a satisfactory return off a 7-month layoff last time after getting bumped off stride. He was off balance early in the race. Decent third, can move forward off that, and I like this post position for him. 4-1 will do me nicely. Race 9 tomorrow, number 8 crypto favourite.
Race 9 at Los Al Sunday, number eight, crypto favorite, 4-1 for Michael Runner. Michael, there's the music. We're going to let you go, and we'll listen to you today and tomorrow.
Thanks, fellas. Good on you.
That was Michael Runner. I want to thank all of our guests. Thank the guys in the studio, Elliot and Christian. We've got the SoCal Restaurant Show coming up next. Mike Willman here from 8 to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Best of luck on all your wagers today. Be lucky, and we will talk to you next Saturday.